Nelson, Town of History and Trees. Nelson, Town of History and Trees. Nelson is a lovely, leafy city at the top end of the South Island of New Zealand. It has a sunny climate, lots of old buildings both in wood and stone, and a frankly amazing abundance of hiking trails in the hills that overlook the town. Nelson, an old historical precinct downtown. A screenshot of the Nelson Trails map viewer, filtered and rendered in black and white for clarity, 2021. The urban area is to the left. An abundance of trails on hills overlooking the city is to the right. Nelson was the first New Zealand settlement to be designated a city, as far back as 1859. At that time, it had just gained New Zealand's first would-be Anglican cathedral, called Christ Church, on a small hill down which a terrace of formal steps soon cascaded to the street. Nelson Cathedral, Nelson Provincial Museum, Vet Collection, photo reference number 314710. The hill on which the intended cathedral was built was called Piki Mai, meaning come hither. It had formerly been the site of a pa, or fortified village, where worked pieces of a flinty, obsidian-like local mineral called pico in Maori and argillite in English, from which tools were made for trade all over pre-European New Zealand, were gathered together for safekeeping. In colonial times, hill forts and stone implements, other than those of Paunamu, both became things of the past, and Piki Mai came to be known as Church Hill. By tradition, the site of a cathedral had to be a city. And so, Nelson became a city by order of Queen Victoria. In truth, the settlement was still little more than a village in those days. But today's Nelson really is a proper city, complete with outdoor cafes and all the rest. The old wooden cathedral was destroyed by an earthquake and a subsequent fire in the early 20th century and was replaced by a new marble one, Gothic in style but with a distinctive modern bell tower. The terrace is a bit more flash these days, as well. The same spot in 2021. One thing you notice in this part of the country is that there are a lot of large, stately-looking trees even in areas that are not actually parkland. Trees that were deliberately planted a long time ago, if introduced, or that generations of otherwise axe-wielding colonists refrained from chopping down, if native, do now lend to the northern end of the South Island a special charm, both in town and in farming districts alike. An Auckland newspaper of the 1850s famously complained of how some Goth of a settler had just chopped down the very last of a grove sacred to the Maori on Maungakyuki, a prominence that had come to be known to the English-speaking majority in Auckland as One Tree Hill, though as of that moment it was No Tree Hill. Anyhow, I get the impression that the Nelson colonists did a better job of thinking ahead. The locality on which Nelson was established is known in Maori as Wakatu or Wakatu, names that look and sound similar but don't.